The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and you're listening to Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All righty, welcome back for another episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. Outlaw Music Festival Tour is making a stop in Raleigh in a couple of months. The initial lineup includes Willie Nelson, Sturgill Simpson, Allison Krauss, and Delta Ray, with more artists to be added to the lineup. The Outlaw Music Festival plays Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek in Raleigh on Friday, May 25th. Then the festival heads to Charlotte's PNC Music Pavilion the following day. The lineup there in the Queen City features Willie, Simpson, Elvis Costello and the Imposters, Old Crow Medicine Show, and Brandy Carlile. Additional artists will be added to that lineup as well. The 18-week Midtown Beach Music Series returns starting April 19th, celebrating its 11th season. These concerts are free and held Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 at North Hills Commons. The 2018 lineup of entertainers will be released in time for our program next week. No doubt the American Tobacco Campus will be releasing its Back Porch Music on the Lawn lineup soon as well. The Back Porch concerts are free as well and held at the American Tobacco Amphitheater on Thursday evenings from 6 until 9. The North Carolina Heritage Awards ceremony is on the calendar for May 23rd. The event features performances and demonstrations by a diverse array of musicians, dancers, and potters. This year's ceremony will highlight transmission, in other words, the sharing of traditional art forms with future generations of artists. The Heritage Awards ceremony will recognize 6 outstanding North Carolina artists. They are Asha Bala of Cumberland County, performer and instructor of South Indian dance, Glenn and Lula Bullock of Caldwell County, potters, musicians, and storytellers, Arville Freeman of Buncombe County, Western North Carolina fiddler, Robert Dick Knight of Lenoir County, soul, R&B, and jazz trumpet player, and Tony Williamson of Chatham County, multi-generational mandolinist rooted in bluegrass. The 2018 Heritage Awards ceremony is set for Duke Energy Center's Fletcher Opera Theater, again, May 23rd. Program starts at 7:30. The tickets are $23.60. Well, let's take a look at what's going on at some of the universities in the area, starting off with NC State University. Events are held at Tally Student Union Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, March 28th, Mark Bamuthi Joseph presents the Living Word Project, also known as Pelota. This high-energy, multidisciplinary performance from celebrated writer Mark Bamuthi Joseph uses dance, spoken word, and live music to take on freedom and citizenship with the beautiful game of soccer at its core. Friday, April 6th, Spring Choral Ensembles Concert. Saturday, April 7th, Ladies in Red. Sunday, April 8th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra at 4. Thursday and Friday, April 12th and 13th, it's the NCSU Dance Company Concert, nationally acclaimed by the American College Dance Festival Association. The NCSU Dance Company will perform a distinguished collection of modern dance for its annual concert. Sunday, April 15th, Acapology. April 12th through the 22nd, Harvey. In this Pulitzer Prize-winning comedy, Elwood Dowd introduces Harvey, a 6 foot 3.5 inch tall invisible rabbit, to everyone he meets. Finding Elwood's erratic behavior increasingly embarrassing, his social climbing sister, Veta, decides to have him committed to a sanitarium. A comedy of errors ensues when a flirtatious Dr. Sanderson commits Veta instead. When the truth comes out, the search begins for Elwood and his best puka friend, Harvey. This is at Titmus Theater, Thompson Hall. Tuesday, April 17th, L.A. Theater Works presents The Mountaintop. On the evening of April 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated outside room 306 of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis. What happened inside room 306 the night before the killing is a mystery. Again, that's Tuesday, April 17th, North Carolina State University. All right. Carolina Performing Arts, this is at UNC Chapel Hill's Memorial Hall, unless noted. Thursday, May 22nd, Abigail Washburn and Wu Fei. Grammy-winning singer-songwriter, clawhammer banjo player Abigail Washburn creates inventive cross-cultural takes on folk and old-time music. Fluent in Mandarin and armed with profound connections to communities across the Pacific, she returns to Chapel Hill with Beijing-born Ku Sheng, prodigy, vocalist, composer, Wu Fei. This is a 7:30 performance. Friday, March 23rd, it's the Del McCoury Band. The late Woody Guthrie is one of America's greatest songwriters. Bluegrass icon Del McCoury was dubbed a national treasure by the Washington Post. Though Woody's career concluded before Del's began, the two teamed up across time as Del set Woody's handwritten lyrics to music. The Woody Guthrie archives feature close to 3,000 songs, lyrics that were never set to music. Woody's daughter, Nora Guthrie, asked Del to resurrect them, and the result is nothing short of fantastic. This concert with the Del McCoury Band is at 8 o'clock on Friday, March 23rd. Sunday, March 25th, the Lawrence Brownlee concert. He's a tenor. Grammy-nominated tenor Lawrence Brownlee captivates audiences and critics around the world, ushering in a new golden age in high male voices, that from the New York Times. This is at Moser Auditorium at 7:30. Wednesday and Thursday, March 28th and 29th, Nederlands Dance Theater, ambitious and idiosyncratic, Nederlands Dance Theater, sets the stage on fire with lavish visuals, hypnotic music, and 28 sublime dancers from all over the world. Performances at 7:30 both nights. Okay, moving on to Duke performances. All shows start at 8 o'clock, as unless noted. Let's start off with Friday and Saturday, March 23rd and 24th. Dance Higginbotham and Myra Coleman, The Principles of Uncertainty, in the new dance piece, The Principles of Uncertainty. Illustrator and painter Myra Coleman collaborates with choreographer John Higginbotham and his company to explore the strange wonder, humor, and sadness of life. This is at Reynolds Industries Theater. Saturday, March 24th, Jerusalem Quartet. The quartet returns to Beethoven during its third visit to Duke since 2012, delivering the composer's dense, restless quartet number 11 in F minor. They follow it with the only quartet written by Claude Debussy, and the program draws to an end with the second quartet of 20th century master Shostakovich. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Monday, March 26th, Joan Soriano. This is music from the Dominican Republic. During the last half century, the intoxicating sounds of bachata have emerged as one of Latin America's most popular musical strains, a spellbinding distillation of disparate African and Latin influences. Joan Soriano, the self-named Duke of Bachata, is considered by many as the most dazzling and daring of interpreter of bachata, delving into the traditional origins of the sound. This is at Motor Co. Music Hall. Then on Tuesday, March 27th, it's Emmeline Michael, Haiti Music. The music of Haiti, much like its people, has always been diverse, a unique synthesis of African, indigenous, French, Spanish, and English influences. For 20 years, the singer, songwriter, bandleader, and humanitarian Emmeline Michael has delivered a singular distillation of Haiti's musical variety, with songs that draw upon hard funk and soft folk, crackling blues, and distinctly Haitian rhythms. Motor Co. Music Hall. And here we go. I hope I pronounced this correctly. Wednesday, March 28th, Duke performances. Betseda Macado y La Paranda El Clavo. Venezuelan music. Afro-Venezuelans develop music that sounds like nothing else in the Americas. At long last, those sounds have started to find their way to stages around the world thanks to the virtuoso singer Betseda Macado and her backing band La Paranda El Clavo. This is, again, at Motor Co. Music Hall. And Thursday, March 29th, Trio de Cali. This is music from Mali. Or I should say Mali, I guess. Friday, March 30th, Aurelio Garifuna. This is music of Honduras. Friday, April 6th, Rafael Blakash on piano. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Okay, moving on to Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Thursday, March 22nd, Max Valampita, live on tour, confidential. Friday, March 23rd, Patti LaBelle. Saturday, March 24th, Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias, one show fits all. And a second show has been added at 10 o'clock. Saturday, March 31st, Jacksepticeye. I went online to find out this one and watch his show. It's for kids. Join in as YouTube star Jacksepticeye tells stories of growing up and answers the question, how did we get here? Don't worry. He'll also be playing some of his favorite games on stage, so come join the party. And if it's anything like his material on YouTube, whew, he's high energy. April 3rd through the 8th at DPAC, The Color Purple. Wednesday, April 11th, it's Disney Junior Dance Party on tour. Thursday, April 12th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. And Wednesday, April 18th, PJ Masks Live, Time to Be a Hero. Thursday, April 19th, The Decemberists. And let me see here. April 20th through the 22nd, The Sound of Music. Okay, PNC Arena. Saturday, March 24th. 2018 Winter Jam Tour Spectacular. Platinum-selling and Billboard Music Award-winning rocker Skillet will headline the concert. Among the biggest annual tours in the world, Winter Jam is once again set to showcase a lineup of some of the best and brightest names in Christian music. No tickets required. Suggested $15 donation at the door. Sunday, April 1st, Kevin Hart, The Irresponsible Tour. Saturday, April 14th, Women's Empowerment 2018. Tuesday, April 17th, The Eagles. Ticket prices range there $95.50 to $225.50. Tuesday, April 24th, Bon Jovi, This House Is Not For Sale Tour. Concert starts at 7:30 and ticket prices range from $25.50 to $150.50. Saturday, May 12th, Cat Williams, 11-11 RNS World Tour. Saturday, May 26th at PNC Arena, Sugarland with Brandi Clark and Claire Brown. It's still the same tour. Tuesday, June 5th, Journey and Def Leppard. Friday, June 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, Soul to Soul Tour. No doubt you saw that in a concert this week in Europe, Tim passed out at a concert. Guess it was dehydration. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, Cirque du Soleil, Crystal. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, World Wired Tour. And then, of course, March 12th of next year as well, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Okay, let's move on to the North Carolina Museum of Art. The Sights and Sounds series has two more concerts. May 13th, Symphony Winds. And May 20th, North Carolina Viol Consort. Also on the schedule at the Museum of Art, these are the some of the summer concert series. Friday, June 8th, First Aid Kit. Saturday, June 23rd, Mandolin Orange. And Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. Raleigh Little Theater. Of course, that's where the theater is, the complex two blocks west of Cameron Village. Thursday, April 1st, Beanstalk the, or excuse me, through April 1st, Beanstalk the Musical. This is Sutton Theater. April 13th through the 22nd, Alice at Wonderland. May 11th through the 27th, Blood Done Sign My Name. And June 8th through the 24th, Don't Dress for Dinner. Now, Raleigh Little Theater is also out with its 2018-2019 season lineup. The Sutton series, Sister Act, of course, the musical comedy. Ken Ludwig's Baskerville, a Sherlock Holmes mystery, which is a comedy. And Pippin, of course, a musical. The Gaddy Goodwin series, The Revolutionists, a comedy docudrama, and Measure for Measure, which is a dark comedy. Family series, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe, a drama, Junie B. Jones, the musical, and Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, a musical. And there are some specialty shows, of course, Into the Woods, presented by Teens on Stage and Teens Backstage, Cinderella, the holiday musical, and Raleigh Symphony Orchestra's Fall and Spring Concerts. All performances are wheelchair accessible, and audio description service and sign language are available for select performances, as well as assistive listening. Trained service dogs are also welcome. All righty, let's take a look at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. Of course, lineups at all the amphitheaters beginning to fill up. Friday, March 30th, Good Friday RDU. Sunday, April 8th, Rock and Roll Marathon Post-Race Party. Saturday, April 14th, Prime Festival. Tuesday, May 1st, The National, with special guest Big Thief. Thursday, May 3rd, Fleet Foxes. Wednesday, May 9th, Odessa. Sunday, May 20th, Primus and Mastodon with special guest All Them Witches. Thursday, May 31st, Dirty Heads with special guest Iration. Thursday, June 7th, Khalid, the Roxy Tour. Thursday, June 14th, The Revivalists. Saturday, June 16th, Arctic Monkeys. And Monday, June 18th, Paramore. And, of course, there are other dates. We'll get those to you. Coastal Credit Music Park at Walnut Creek. Their first concert is Friday, May 11th. That's Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers. Saturday, May 12th, Kenny Chesney and Old Dominion. Friday, May 18th, Post Malone and 21 Savage. Saturday, May 26th is Kendrick Lamar and SZA and Schoolboy Q. And then, of course, there's the Outlaw concert with Willie Nelson. Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Saturday, May 5th, is Great Grapes Wine and Food Festival. Wednesday, May 9th, Atomic Rhythm All-Stars. Saturday, May 12th, Vance Joy. Wednesday, May 16th, Mint Julep Jazz Band. Saturday, May 19th, Beer and Bacon Festival. The Movies by Moonlight series is back for another season at Cocobooth Amphitheater. This is sponsored by WakeMed Cary Hospital. Here's that lineup. Friday, May 25th, Coco. They're all on Fridays, by the way. June 8th, Wonder Woman. June 15th, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. June 22nd, Despicable Me. June 29th, Paddington 2. July 13th, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. July 20th, Cars 3. August 10th, Beauty and the Beast Sing-Along. And August 17th, A Wrinkle in Time. Some of the concert venues around the state of North Carolina in Greensboro, a few of the upcoming dates. March 22nd and through the 25th, Elvis, My Way. Once again, all of these are at the Greensboro Coliseum. Friday, March 23rd, Disney Live, Mickey and Minnie's Doorway to Magic. Sunday, March 25th, Harlem Globetrotters. April 10th through the 15th, Late Night Catechism. Thursday, April 19th at Greensboro Coliseum, Little Big Town, The Breakers Tour. And Friday, April 20th, Greensboro 90s Block Party. At Lawrence Joel Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Winston-Salem, Friday, March 23rd, the Harlem Globetrotters. Saturday, March 24th, Miranda Lambert, Living Like Hippies Tour. And a few of the dates at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Saturday, March 31st, Kevin Hart, The Irresponsible Tour. Friday, April 6th, Charlotte 90s, A Block Party. Wednesday, April 11th, The Eagles. Saturday, April 21st, Bon Jovi. And Wednesday, May 16th, James Taylor and his all-star band with special guest, Bonnie Raitt. And then Saturday, June 9th, Journey and Def Leppard. Reminder about MoogFest 2018, set for May 17th through the 20th in downtown Durham. This is a synthesis of music, art, and technology. Pre-sale festival passes are available at MoogFest. Ticket prices range from $99 to $1,500, and that's depending on how much or how little of a festival you are interested in attending. All right, Goodnight's Comedy Club lineup for the next few weeks, March 22nd through the 24th, Brad Williams. Brad is known for dishing out raunchy, no-holds-barred comedy in clubs across America, having caught his big break opening for Carlos Mencia. Since then, he has gone on to release two hit Showtime specials, including 2016's New York Times acclaimed Daddy Issues. March 29th through the 31st, Matt Bronger. Matt began his comedy career studying and performing improv in Chicago under the guidance of legends Del Close and Susan Messing. April 5th through the 8th, Aries Spears, a true comedic heavyweight. Aries always comes loaded with the best impressions in the game and a unique take on everything from sports to current events. April 10th, and I'll admit I have no idea how to pronounce this, Nemr, I guess, N-E-M-R. He's a Lebanese-American stand-up comedian who is credited with establishing and pioneering the stand-up comedy scene throughout the Middle East, where he performs in English. April 12th through the 14th, it's Josh Wolf, a core member of the Chelsea Lately Roundtable. Josh is a staple of the L.A. comedy circuit. April 19th through the 22nd, Gary Owen. He's one of the busiest and most beloved comics in America. Owen's constant touring and appearances on Comic View, Real Husbands of Hollywood, and Tyler Perry's House of Pain have earned him legions of fans and the title of Black America's Favorite White Comedian, that from Ebony Magazine. April 26th through the 28th, Margaret Cho. Hailed by the New York Times as brilliant, Margaret is a force to be reckoned with. Her notorious CHO tour in 2001 culminated in a sold-out concert at Carnegie Hall. Lincoln Theater lineup for the next couple of weeks. Wednesday, March 21st, New Politics with Dreamers and the Rex at 7:30. Thursday, March 22nd, The Crystal Method at 9. Friday, March 23rd, Cosmic Charlie at 9. Saturday, March 24th, Ripe with Los Elk at 9. Tuesday, March 27th, Betty Who with Pretty Sister and Amy Guess at 9. Thursday, March 29th, JGBCB at 8:30. Friday, March 30th, The Breakfast Club with Night Shift Band, that's at 9. Saturday, March 31st, Delta Ray with Sawyer, and that is at 8 o'clock. At the Ritz, Saturday, March 24th, Colors Presents R&B Only. Sunday, March 25th, Big Crit, or K-R-I-T, Co-Bill with Ty Dolla Sign and Added Guests. Monday, March 26th, Dashboard Confessional, that is at 6:30. Then on Friday, March 30th, El Gran Combo, the 55th year anniversary. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that phone number, 919-832-5138. So long until next time.